Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Has Carolina gotten itself into a recruiting conundrum? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The fact that UNC basketball has fallen into a talent tailspin the last 3 years is a combination of bad breaks and perhaps an old-fashioned recruiting philosophy. Clearly, Carolina no longer has a roster with several NBA players on it. There may be someone on the current Tar Heels who will play pro basketball in this country, but right now you can't say for sure who. Meanwhile, Duke has gotten away with its one-and-done Kentucky-light philosophy for at least this season by getting back to the Final Four for the second time since UNC was there in 2008 and 09. Those Tar Heel teams were packed with pros from Hansbrough to Lawson to Ellington to Green to Ed Davis. Duke may lose four starters, especially if it wins the NCAA title, but it's all good in Durham right now. Carolina's personnel problem is twofold. One, the ongoing NCAA investigation is fodder for rival recruiters who are telling flat-out lies about what may happen to UNC basketball. But until something is announced, recruits and their families are being scared off by misguided warnings from many other schools. Also, the Heels have their top 10 players returning, and Roy Williams is not about promising any hotshot recruit a starting spot over one of the incumbents. For example, 6'8 five-star recruit Brandon Ingram of Kinston put off signing in the fall, hoping Carolina would get a clean bill from the NCAA by now. But the April signing date is lurking, and so is Duke, which can promise Ingram a starting position once Justice Winslow declares for the NBA draft. Roy is a Dean Smith disciple and will not recruit over any of his returning players, but maybe it's time to change the dialogue to something like, if you are good enough to play 30 minutes a game, you will play 30 minutes a game. Clearly, Carolina has a chance next season to have that experienced talent Williams often talks about. How the Tar Heels improved over the last month of the season gives them hope of having a deep, athletic team that can score from inside and outside. Their toughness is still in question, and will be until the biggest guys on the team start showing the moxie of the smallest, Marcus Page. And a deep tournament run next season, plus the departure of three seniors, could also help solve the recruiting conundrum that currently exists. This is Archansky. See ya.